Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Before we do anything else, let's do Hawaii. Sound like a plan? I mean, come on. Fall flyaway to Hawaii sounds pretty good. You can escape for 4 nights at the Fairmont Orchid Resort in an exclusive Fairmont Gold Ocean View room and travel round trip on Alaska Airlines. We'll take caller 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 97 instantly wins dinner for two at Fairmont San Francisco's Tonga Room and is in the running for the grand prize trip to Hawaii. 9, noon, 3, and 5 every day this week. I'm not sure if this is continuing into next week, but it's pretty damn great.
You want to go to Hawaii?
You do. The answer is yes.
Right.
And we want to go too. I mean, invite us. We'd love to go with you.
If
maybe
we go to Hawaii,
plus one.
Are we getting swimsuit, Sarah? Or are we getting I'll be in my room reading a book, Sarah?
Like,
you're going to hit the pool, you're going to soak it up, you're going to get some sun on your skin.
I'll have to wear one for snorkeling, right? So
yeah.
I guess I'll have one.
All right,
I must
swimsuit
have worn
Sarah.
One last time. I don't remember. I'll sneak out. You don't have to see me. I'll go out early and then I'll be
no,
in
all the
a
people want to be there when you
shorts.
Come out in your swimsuit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Great.
Two-piece, Sarah.
I'll put out a press release first.
Yeah,
actually,
good.
At my house, I do wear a two-piece because I'm just so much more comfortable. I would just never leave my house in that. Hawaii, everyone. Get naked yourself, dude. So, Marcus Osborne and Rudy Ortiz are both here because...
The boys are here.
Hello.
It's a full house in here. The movie review is just a few minutes away. We're going to catch up on a few texts first. And
I know you got to catch up with Marcus the week I was out,
yes,
but
yes,
I
yes.
haven't seen him in a long time, and I was excited. So he's going to...
We had a great week.
He's going to be a grandpa.
I
Ooh.
Know.
It's going down. I was just saying I feel like a grown-up for the first time ever. Like after all these years, now I finally feel like an adult.
It took a grandchild to make you
it
feel
does,
that way.
It does, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
Especially when you're in an industry like this where it kind of keeps you young and keeps you youthful, and then
right.
all of a sudden your kid has a kid, and you're like, oh, Jesus. I guess I better start checking the weather regularly. Taking Geritol.
Getting that fiber. Get your fiber in.
Start watching Fox News.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. So these boys will be up in just a second to do a movie review. I'll read a couple of your texts. In the meantime, 510 says, Sarah's 100% right about lice. Oh, of course
yeah,
she is.
I am right about lice. They're not going to kill
not.
You. Like, they
what?
Suck. It sucks to have lice, but you don't know. No one dies from lice. So what? You got lice.
They're uninvited
even,
guests in your hairdo.
Agreed. It sucks. I'm not saying you want lice. I'm saying it's not the end of the world if you have them. In fact...
Aren't they itchy, too?
Oh, yeah. They're awful. It's horrible to have lice.
It
it's
kills
terrible.
Your reputation for the rest of your life, though.
That's true.
That's
all
for
the kids
sure.
In
always
going
to be remembered as the lice kid.
They don't send you home from school all the time anymore, either, with that. Because they want the government money for you being at school. And if they send home every kid with lice, it's so prevalent now that apparently they don't send them home.
So what do they do?
Some school districts, they just, I don't know, don't touch your
they
heads
let you stay at
anyone.
School with lice?
Yeah.
Oh,
because it's not life-threatening. Nothing. It's not even a disease.
No, it's
just
not life-threatening, but it is contagious.
Sure.
It's grody.
Yeah.
Maybe they wrap your head in saran wrap. Actually, that might kill them. It
that
seems
would.
Seems like you should do that.
That's the way like you kill weeds in a garden. You just cover it all with like a black tarp and you just let the sun kill it all.
Yeah.
So it might be the same thing with the lice.
Yeah. I just think, you know, we're all crazy over the lice. Just like, don't worry about it. You'll get rid of them.
All right, well.
In the olden days, they used to have actual nitpickers who would sit and pick the nits out of people's hair because they didn't have the special shampoos and stuff. People live with lice. It's fine. You live.
You had lice, right?
I did not have lice.
You seem to be a real
fan of lice.
Of the lice
apologist.
Yeah. I feel bad for the kid who's the lice kid. You know, I just don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I don't want them, but luckily I had boys, so I was like, I'll just shave their heads.
Easy.
Yeah. And God, I'd love to have short hair again. I'll shave my head.
Oh, man.
We'll do it.
I don't have lice. If I get why don't you get me some lice? And then I'll shave my head.
So you had lice when you shaved your head the first time?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't shave my head, Vinny.
Well, you know, that
short haircut.
Really short haircut.
I love that hair.
Oh, right, so I'm.
So
that's what I'm getting at. You loved it. Why don't you do it?
Because I just don't look cute with hair like that. I like looking kind of cute, you know?
Some people can rock the short
hair. I know. I really found out that I couldn't afterward. I still liked it, though. I did like looking like a boy. I thought that was neat. I'm not a lice apologist. Who said that? I'm not.
A very good lie.
it actually just rang in my head. I'm like, hey, hold on. I didn't address that.
Some of this stuff I didn't get a chance to look at. So a lot of stuff on China. Sarah's correct, but so is Vinny, because so many say it wrong that it's become acceptable now to say the wrong thing from the internet. The idiom meaning soon to happen or
it's coming
or appear
down the...
was originally coming down the pike, not coming down the pipe, but both forms are now widely acceptable and understood.
Come down the pipe.
Right.
But I think I said coming down the pipe and I went, I think it's the pike. And then we thought it might be like Pike's Peak, but then I thought it was a turnpike.
Like the turnpike. That's the first thing I thought. Turnpike.
Yeah. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Is the turnpike.
They both
like
make sense.
It's getting off at my exit pretty soon.
Right.
Right.
It's coming. It's happening.
Right. It's coming down the road.
Mm.
Maybe they should just say coming down the road.
Maybe we just decide on one.
Or not. Or we could just let everyone
say whatever they want.
Right.
Hey, before we get to, I want to mention this because you're going to have to do the movie review, and I know you have a strict script to stick to.
Yes.
And
oh, yes.
We don't want no trouble for you.
Don't go off your script,
right,
boys.
Right, don't.
You hear him. That's right. The guy right there.
I don't have a script. You know I don't bring a script.
Poor Brent's broken by all the
such an
prep
adversary.
For this morning's thing. So you got a big thing coming up this weekend, is it?
Yes, it's Comedy Day over at Golden Gate Field,
big
38th
deal.
Annual. Yes.
Our friend Rudy performing this weekend.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm personally really excited about this because it's a big deal for a lot of comics in the Bay Area to do this show. It's like, you know, in commemoration of Robin Williams. It's at Robin Williams Meadow. So there's a lot of like emotions for Bay Area comics. But this is the first time I've been invited. And I've been doing I've been doing comedy for a while now, and this is the first time I got invited. So I was like, awesome. This is great. So I would encourage everybody to go out there.
It's
starts
free.
At 12 o'clock. Free.
Yep.
Free. It's comedy. It's laughter.
So it
for the people.
It must be multiple stages all in that area because they are saying like 40 plus performers.
There's going to be like 40 comics over 5 hours. I know it sounds like a lot, but you don't have to sit there and listen to every single comic. You know, you just come in at different times of the day. But
are you on a main stage? Are there different names for the stages?
As far as I know, there's different stages. I don't know what the names of the stages are, but I do think that there are different stages, and I'm going to be on at the fourth set of the day. It's going to be like 5 or 6 comics during that hour from like 2 o'clock to 3:20 or so. So I'll be on somewhere between 2 and 2:30.
Okay.
So, but still, though, come out and see. Scott Capurro is going to be there.
Yep,
there's going to be so many great comics, and I'm just really, really like, I'm excited that they even invited me out. So I'll be there. That's where I'll be on Sunday at Golden Gate Field or Golden Gate Park.
Congratulations.
It's going to be a blast. Thank you, guys.
Bryn.
Oh.
Baller, is it cool?
Oh, nice long clip. If she call you.
Oh.
The coup review.
I'm digging
good
that.
Good job, Bryn. Nice work.
Look at Bryn.
All day.
Was that Bryn's voice? Was that your voice, Bryn?
That's so phenomenal.
It
darn
is. Good.
Very James Earl Jones-ish. I like
so
that.
So gosh darn
spent
good.
Two commercial breaks on that.
Wow.
Wow.
A full 2 commercial breaks?
That's 12 minutes, everybody.
That's cool.
The coup. That is so cool. So cool.
That is so cool. All right. Before we get into The Predator, everyone, I want to tell you about a film called White Boy Rick. Right.
Ooh.
It's Matthew McConaughey, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Bruce Dern. So this film is a true story. It's about a kid named Rick who became an undercover informant for the FBI, but he was ultimately sentenced to life in prison.
Oh.
So full disclosure, my friends wrote this film, Logan and Noah Miller. so I'm a little biased. Thank Shame is right. If you like Matthew McConaughey, see this film. He's his performance is stellar, and he's going to get a nomination for this movie.
Oh, boy.
And this movie is basically kicking off the Oscar season, which starts next week. This film is gut-wrenching. It's just one moment of injustice after another. And this kid's situation is impossible. And you're gonna leave this film feeling miserable. But on the other hand, you're gonna feel great about your own life. You're gonna feel miserable for this kid.
There we go.
You're feel great about yourself.
That's an upside.
Yeah. You want that combo?
Okay.
Go see this movie. lastly, I just want to say, you know, if you see this film, this movie is about this kid. Don't go in there and say, the whole system's broken. This movie isn't showing how the entire system's broken. Like, when I was reading the other critics, like, criticize this film, I'm like, it's impossible to show all of the broken parts to the system. But just enjoy this movie for what it is and this guy's life and how difficult it was. There is a bigger picture here, but it's impossible to capture in 2 hours. So, with that being said, I'm going to give it 3.5 Persian rugs.
All right.
Not bad.
Thanks. All right, everyone. Here's your review of The Predator 2018. Olivia Munn, Keegan, Michael Key, and Alfie Allen. Who is that, Sarah?
That's the kid from Game of Thrones.
Who was on a crucifix for an entire season.
Yeah, they cut off his wiener.
Rudy.
Oh, that's
the hell's his character's name? Greyjoy. Theon Greyjoy.
Rudy, what's Reek. Predator 2018 Reek. All about?
You forgot Sterling K. Brown, homie. Can't forget
Sterling K. Brown.
He's phenomenal.
Tell everyone who that is.
Just an Emmy-winning actor from the TV show This Is Us.
You know, he's nothing major.
Opening scene of Black Panther.
Emmy winner
for the O.J. Simpson miniseries where he played Chris Darden.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Oh.
Basically the most popular guy in that damn movie.
Pretty much. So this movie is about, the Predator has returned to... actually, let's take it a step back. Olivia Munn is a biologist, and she gets invited to this big laboratory where they're studying a Predator that they actually have in captivity.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
And so now Olivia Munn, enter Olivia Munn.
Do they say how they captured that guy? Or
I don't remember how they captured him.
They show
I think it was like
Predator?
A leftover.
They show how they caught him.
Oh, they
okay,
do?
There we go.
There's a... Well... I don't want to give too much.
Right.
Yeah, don't get it.
But the gist of it though is Olivia Munn shows up, and now all of a sudden there's a bigger predator that's on the search for this predator that they have in captivity, because apparently this predator that they have in captivity is like an intergalactic criminal. He's on the run. So now this bigger predator is basically chasing him down. But in the meantime, though, they have
to... So it's like a predator cop.
It's like a predator, yes. Like predator bounty hunter.
Is he like on our side because he's predator cop? Or
well,
do they just hate humans because we're like food to them? Like what is
that? Yeah, eventually the predators, they're instructed to basically kill off, you know, any leader and any other species that they encounter. So when the larger predator shows up to Earth, he realizes that there's a leader amongst us. So there's where the conflict begins between the human beings and the main, the bigger, stronger predator.
How big is it? Like Godzilla size or just double human
11
size?
11 feet tall. Is what
11 feet tall. Big dude. And he's got like
and
an exoskeleton.
And he can't just be shot down? We
no.
can't just, what about like a grenade or something? Right?
It's not enough.
Steamroller.
Not even lice. Not even lice will take care of this. No, it's going to take a lot more than that. This is a bigger, stronger predator.
And does he hide places? Like, is he crafty?
You've seen the original Predator?
Right.
No.
So oh, you've never seen the original one? Okay.
I got a lot of questions here. Let's relax for a second. Marcus, as we all know...
Seems like one dude wouldn't be hard to overcome.
There have been 4 Predator films and 2 Predator versus Alien films.
Yeah.
Is The Predator 2018 as good as the original with Schwarzenegger in 1987, 31 years ago?
No, it's not. That's a classic. So obviously it's not as good as that. It is better than the second one. And better than the third one, and definitely better than those 2 Alien versus Predator movies, which are
right.
trash. Those are just trash.
So it's the second best in the entire
yeah,
franchise.
I think so. And the smart thing they did is they didn't try to reinvent the wheel and be cute with it. It's kind of a straight-ahead action flick. Not even a real story. There's basically this situation where this Predator comes to town, and we have to figure out who's going to save the Earth.
Right.
And that's that. So there's no real journey for any of the characters. It's just, how do we save the Earth this time?
But see, you're saying it didn't get too cute. And see, that's actually something that I appreciated about the movie is that they actually, they knew that, see, in the age of reboots, You know, it's I appreciate when a movie acknowledges the fact that it's a reboot. And there was a lot of humor in this movie. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of levity. I think people are going to be surprised when they watch the movie to see how many jokes there were involved. And a lot of callbacks to some of the original Predator movies. So it kind of lets
that
you
get
know.
Get to the chopper line.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So they're letting you know, look, we know we're a reboot. And we're not trying to you know, hypnotize the world all over again with the Predator.
What can this one Predator do against all of
so you?
So you
haven't seen any of these Predator films, right?
Please tell me what's the big deal. Is
have
he magic?
Have you seen any of the Alien movies?
Well, they're all
yeah,
magic.
Yeah,
so
Alien movies.
Think about that Alien, if it was just one of those things here on the planet by itself, just kind of wreaking havoc. Similar thing with the Predator. They are about, that's why they had the movies fighting each other.
But it would take
the
them a really long time to, like, wipe out humanity. Like they're,
they have a plan. See, I can't give away all these
okay.
plot points.
There is a just know that they want to take over the yeah. leader. When they see who the leader is amongst us, then they go for that. And that's a big plot point in the movie that we can't give away because, you know, it's going to spoil it, right? But that's the guy, the main Predator's objective. He sees who the leader is going to be, and boom, that's where the conflict begins, the humans, between the humans and the Predator.
Does he take over, like, now they're his puppet, or does he just
no,
take
he wants
that
to
guy
kidnap
out?
Him.
Okay.
Hey, Rudy, why is this movie rated R?
This is gory. This is gory, and the language is strong, but in a very humorous way. Like, I want people to understand that a lot of the vulgarity that's in the movie is used in an attempt to make people laugh, and it did just that. But on top of that, it's very gory, and I don't know about you, Marcus, but that's exactly what I wanted from this movie. I wanted to see a lot of green, gooey blood.
Yeah, if you've seen the Predator films, the first couple, you know that you're going to be in for some really gory, gruesome stuff, which is why I think Rudy's point is pretty good, because they balance that out with a lot of levity, a lot of humor, a lot of dark gallows humor, but that's what makes these movies so good when you see a good one. Sarah, go back and watch the original Predator.
Yeah,
I need to see the original one.
Marcus, Alfie Allen from Game of Thrones, does he steal the film?
No, man, come on. He's not really vital.
Who stole the film?
Nobody steals it. I mean, it's all about the action. It's
Olivia
not,
Munn's
yeah.
so hot. Did she not steal
yeah,
it?
Yeah, she didn't really do anything for me. I mean, it's funny because Olivia Munn is like a really pretty girl, but...
Right.
I mean, if she was
you
out
haven't
here,
seen the sex that got intercepted.
Yeah.
No,
I
saw it.
You see, you go to Celebrity Jobs.
I've seen it all. Trust me, I've seen it all. Yeah, I mean, she's obviously pretty freaky.
Well,
but...
I haven't. Somebody send me the link. I need to be involved.
We'll get you hooked up, Ruth.
I need to be educated.
I just don't want to get me too. That's
you,
all.
Rudy.
Thank you. Thank
hey,
you,
Marcus.
Brent. But I will say, like, Olivia Munn, she's all right, but you look around San Francisco, there's women who look way better than Olivia Munn. She's kind of a plain Jane.
Marcus.
Huh. Yeah.
Is there any references to the aliens in this film?
Nah.
No references.
No.
Rudy, this film has 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
That's crazy.
What could have made it better? Rudy and Marcus, both of
well,
you.
Well, all right, here, and this is something that I was telling you about earlier, Hooman. This is what I think is going on, all right? And I'm going to say it. I think that too many people are just quick to just kind of like for say, you know what, if it's a reboot, I'm just going to completely disregard it. It must not be any good. I can't believe they're... I just feel like we're in the age of whenever you see a reboot, you just automatically dismiss it. You're just over it. And so I think we've gotten to the point where nobody's even watching the movie anymore. People aren't even paying attention. They just know it's a reboot, and they just completely dismiss it, and they feel justified. I think that this movie, like I said earlier, had a lot of humor, had all the gore that you wanted. The Predator, the plot was different than the original three, in a sense, you know, because now you have a super Predator out there. But the thing is, though, that you have to really appreciate the fact that they understand they're a reboot. They're acknowledging it. They're not trying to dance around the facts. So, you know, with the humor and with and all the things that you want from a Predator movie, the gore, I mean, they delivered everything you wanted. So I don't know why I got 50%. I'm assuming it's because we're in that time now where if you see a reboot, you just completely dismiss it. And I think that's unfair.
Plus, there's a natural bias against action film and sci-fi in general, unless it's some weird artsy-fartsy thing that nobody can understand. This is for folks like me.
Like, I can't like it because
Like, what was the movie with the fish?
Lowbrow.
With the fish lady? The lady who had sex with the fish?
I love that movie.
What was it called?
The Shape of Water,
yeah.
That's a dumb movie.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I love that movie.
To Marcus's point, you know, because it was very artsy.
I didn't like that. Marcus, you like the fish movie?
I did like it.
I thought it was really a solid movie. I loved it.
But you definitely have to suspend disbelief of that movie.
Sure. I mean, there's a fish guy.
And they get it on.
Well, the anatomy. I still haven't figured out how that even happened. Where did he rub
it
the
doesn't
scales?
Matter. She said she showed you. She opened it up and
and then
she would be in the bathtub every day getting herself like she was like it was all about that.
See,
I
understand that. I just don't understand
it.
How
I love
the fish
sets. I love the sets. I just thought it was absolutely wonderfully done. And no, it shouldn't have been Best Picture. I totally agree. But it's but don't discount that as a great movie. I love that movie.
Well, great.
But that's
strong.
Just what you said though, Marcus. Like if it's an artsy fartsy movie, people are like, oh wow, this is. I'll accept anything if it's an artsy fartsy movie. Then it's all good. But this movie comes along. strong and they're funny and they know it. They're acknowledging the fact that they're a reboot and they get 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. I agree.
This would have been great, a great summer film. It's a great summer movie. But it would have gotten lost with all the superhero flicks.
True.
One last question before you guys sum it all up. Will there be a sequel?
Absolutely.
All right.
They set it up. I mean, you have to. It was almost like they almost do it like in a Marvel type of way, where it's like they're telling you deliberately, like it's going to happen.
It's on.
Do you want to tell us what the
basically
like, what
go
happens.
See this movie and you're going to get another one.
Right.
All right, you guys want to sum it all up and give your scores?
I'm going to give this movie. I thought this movie was very funny. I thought this movie acknowledged the fact that it's a reboot, and I appreciated that. People were laughing throughout the entire movie. Even the gore got some humor. There was some humor in some of the action scenes as well. So it gave you everything you wanted from a Predator movie. You haven't seen any of the Predators, Sarah, but I would definitely recommend you check it out. It gave you everything you wanted and a little bit more because there was so much humor involved. So I'm going to give this movie 3 3/4 pinatas. 3 3/4 pinatas.
Filled with what?
I can't give it the full. Four fully, you know, because I just feel like there was
that's
a couple
so
of things.
That's so good, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to give it 3 3/4, and it's full of just like Predator gooey green blood.
All right.
Because that's what we wanted in this movie.
Yeah, man, I 100% agree. This is everything you want in this kind of film. It's a great sci-fi action flick, way to spend the Saturday evening or afternoon with friends. It's essentially the same thing you get within. This is a template where you get a band of disparate personalities, throw them together, and see if they can solve this problem. Take their template, they made this film, and it turns out very, very good. Everybody's going to be happy and satisfied. I'm going to give it 3.5 Aussies.
All right.
Go check it out.
Oh, fantastic. Good job, you guys.
Thank you.
Comedy Day, 38th annual on Sunday, totally free, noon to 5 in Golden Gate Park in Robin Williams Meadow.
Yes.
On the east end of the park. It's right there. It's near Kezar Stadium. Rudy, you'll be there 2:30.
2:30, awesome. Somewhere
and
around there.
Anytime you want to see Marcus Osborne, head over to the Punchline.
Come
That's
on to
it.
The
That's
Punchline.
All you got to do.
There, baby. All the time.
Great job, Hooman.
Thank you.
You're the man, Hooman.
Way to get the Coup movie review crew all together. Woo!
All right. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Rudy Ortiz and Marcus Osborne, all part of the Coup movie review crew.
Team, yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good job.
I love those guys.
Yeah, we had a good time with them today.
We got a bunch of good guys who are friends of the show.
We sure do. And actually, Rudy is going to be at the 38th Annual Comedy Day. It's in Golden Gate Park this Sunday, noon to 5. It's free. Just wander on in. It's in the Robin Williams Meadow, which is the east end of the park. You can just walk right in there. Check out him. And also Scott Capurro will be there. And then Scott is at the Devil's Canyon Brewing Company on Sunday night in San Carlos. Yes, Vinny.
I wanted to ask you, I know you have an event tomorrow with another good guy that we're friends with Johnny Mosley. Yeah. Is that like, hey, everyone come out? Or is that, don't come out, you can't come?
Well, I think that anybody can watch this Rolex big boat. I don't know what the exact thing is. But he is, I guess Mount Gay Rum is like a sponsor of his or something. And so, yes, shame. And they have a boat, and they said, you can bring some friends. So we're going to be out on the water watching this race.
Oh,
high on Dramamine.
So there's a race you could go enjoy.
Yeah, you can go on the Marina Green or wherever you can watch the race from. Apparently, there's some kind of race. And so people who know about sailboat racing will be... They're already a party to this.
Oh.
I don't know. But
so
I believe,
no
yes.
No kind of plug at all.
Zero plug. Zero plug.
We don't know what you're doing tomorrow.
No, I'm just going out on a boat. We're having a day on the bay, and
you're gonna drink a bunch of rum.
Well, it sounds like he was saying that there's some bartender, a mixologist. Sorry, I think that's what they like to be called. Who's doing all these? And you know me and fruity cocktails. I mean,
well, and you know me and cocktails. That's why I said I'm not gonna be on the boat with the booze.
Also, you'd like to get home before 8 p.m. I would think.
Well,
so that's
you know that there's that. But I'd be happy to have supported his event. I just don't think that that's. That's
it doesn't
not someplace
seem
I need
like
to be.
You need to be in photographs for Mount Gay Rum.
Yeah, I don't need it. You know, yeah.
And Hooman gets seasick, so he's not going to come on the boat. I get seasick, but I'm going to go on. I'm going to take some Dramamine.
You are a good friend.
I am a good friend. I knew that my family would be upset if they didn't get to go on the boat because I'm a bitch. A baby. Maybe a baby is a better word. So listen.
Have a
double
great weekend.
No, not a great weekend.
Oh, we're not done?
No, it's Thursday.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, that's
tomorrow's,
too bad.
Tomorrow's Friday. Oh, no, Friday's going to be great. Friday's going to be amazing. And tonight, Vinny, double eviction.
Yeah, I'm actually, who's going tonight?
Well, Haley's out first. And then I think might be JC. Depends on who wins head of household. But it's the quick turnaround night, so it's...
I think it's, you know, that Sam is scary as, you know what? They got to get her out.
Well, they will, but she's actually someone you want to be at the end with. If I had to pick between any of those people to sit with at the end, I'd pick Sam because I'm going to win against her. Any one of them. She can't make an argument. They all know how bananas she is and how she's the girl who was like, why don't we all just agree that I'm going to win the power so that we can just throw it away and I won't use it.
Then we won't argue about it.
It's like, no one's going to trust anyone to do that, and we're all going to try for that.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
It'll be interesting to see then.
Don't understand how this game is played then.
I feel like I would get her out. She scares me.
Well, the problem for them is that they don't see how scary she is. The stuff she was saying in the diary room, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, you don't think that they've heard enough of those little nuggets come flying out of her mouth throughout the that isn't on direct?
Yeah, I just don't think any of them know she might actually murder them.
Yeah, I'd want her out.
I would keep her till the end. She'd be my ride or die.
All right, well, we'll see tonight.
All right, yeah. So you think JC the second person out, or you think Sam the second
person? No, I think that it's Sam. I think it's Haley and Sam tonight, and I think Lexi's up next, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow morning.
L-E-X-Y, Lexi. Have a great day, everybody.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.